Welcome to Roosters Radio, ahead of round two, as we prepare to take on the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs for our home opener. A tough week on the field last week, but it came with some good news to kick off the week, and that was that three of our young guns, Latrell Mitchell, Joseph Manu, and Nat Butcher, have all extended their contracts to 2020. Mini, great news.
Great news, yeah. Latrell and Joey Manu obviously been with the club from the start, from a young age, and they've progressed their football, obviously playing first grade last year and then obviously extending their contracts. So very exciting, both young talents, and they've worked hard pre-season. And although it was a bit scratchy, obviously, last week, but we'll talk about that soon, both those guys are rewarded with contracts. Nat Butcher, on the other hand, has been fantastic for the club in the last couple of years. We got him from that other club across the road, Bushy. But he's been fantastic, mate. He's a great guy, and he will, at some stage this year, break into first grade, I think.
Great player. And just continuing that long tradition of taking players from South Sydney, and as rightfully pointed out by Silky, pre-show, put that in the book of feuds, Russell.
Belle, nice to see the club looking after its young fellas.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's great for the club. It's great for the players. Three young boys, you know, three Rooster boys coming up through, and it's exciting news.
I mean, I've just got a quick question. You came to this club as a young man yourself, and to see particularly Latrell and Joey, who, you know, Joey would have come over from New Zealand, to see them develop into first grade footballers. What's it like to transition from an under-20s footballer into a first grade superstar?
Well, at that age, I come across when I was 16, and at that age, you're just a young boy. You know, you're a shy young boy, and you develop your skills in obviously rugby league, but you develop as a person and as a man, and that's what I did, and hopefully that's what we can do with these three young guys as well.
Because I do know Latrell has got a child of himself now. He's only 20 years old, and he's got a family. So
started
obviously,
early.
Obviously. But, you know, he must be maturing off the field as well.
Oh, he has. You know, he's a guy that was very young when he came to the club, but he had immense skills and talent. But now he's got a young family, so that puts an extra responsibility for him to obviously grow up and provide for his family. And that's what he's doing. I thought this year his preseason was very good. He lost a little bit of weight, and he's focusing more on his off-field stuff, which is pretty important these days.
Mini, the game back when you come through as a 16-year-old was a different structure. We had the, as everyone likes, the 20 or 21s, reserve grade, first grade. So it was that you get to come through the ranks. Is it harder for these young guys now? Because they kind of shoot straight from junior rep, if you will, straight into the big time.
Yeah, I think it is a little bit harder. I think the under-20s comp, obviously that's been changed up this year. But last year, followed first grade, there is a big jump sometimes for guys playing under-20s to jumping in the first grade because of the physicality or the speed of the game week in, week out. They might handle one or two games, but 4 or 5, 10 games or a season is quite tough. It's very tough in the NRL. So back in my day, it was, yeah, you'd go in the reserve grade, and that was a hard and tough sort of ex-first graders plus up-and-coming first graders. So we've changed up this year, so hopefully it can work a little bit better.
I think what's so cool about these young guys is they've been so successful since they've been at the club. You've got Latrell Mitchell and Joey Manu, who won the SG Ball together. And then you've got Nat Butcher and Joey Manu, who won Holden Cup together. Then you've got Latrell and Joey Manu, who won the Nines together. So these guys are actually seeing so much success, and they're not even 21.
Yeah, it's amazing. It'd be great to see the three of them win this year, Proven Summons together. That's what we're looking for.
I actually caught up with the boys about their re-signing earlier in the week, and here's what they had to say about it. Well, here we are with the trio of young Roosters that have just re-signed. Trell, exciting times, mate. You're staying at the club till 2020.
Yeah, obviously. I have one more year next year, and I'd get it out of the way now and get, you know, next year on top of the contract sort of, you know, helps with, you know, my stability in my future now. And to be able to stay at this club is, you know, something that I've always wanted to do, and to be able to, yeah, play some footy now and worry about this year. So I'm pretty stoked, yeah.
Joey, obviously we talked with you about an extension last year. You find yourself extending again. We can't keep you away from the place.
Nah. Yeah, I've always wanted to be here, so I'm pretty happy to extend another 2 years, yeah.
Obviously, Butch, you've come here as a junior from Souths. You've spent the last few years here, won a cup, and now you find yourself a regular in the first grade squad. Pretty exciting times to be playing for the Roosters.
Yeah, definitely. Pumped, like Latrell and Joey just said, to be signing into 2020, and then, yeah, to be coming amongst these boys at training and then learning a lot from their forwards as well. Yeah, it's great.
All right, so the obvious aside, you two boys managed to play some SG ball together and even won the grand final. Pretty cool that you guys still find yourselves playing with each other now.
Yeah, to be able to, you know, Joey, you know, we always, you know, you see the boys that would they would play through the grades with, and they sort of started dropping off, and to be able to, you know, me and Joey just be them, you know, that them sort of players that had to, you know, they could go to that next level, and you know, it's always a good thing for, you know, the boys under to look up to us. And I guess, you know, for Joey and me, it's like, it's a good initiative for the club and for us to be able to, you know, stick together with, you know, since SG Ball, and to be able to come up through the grades together. It's pretty stoked to be able to play some footy with him.
Joey, obviously, won the SG Ball Grand Final, won the Holden Cup Grand Final, and now is there a part of you that kind of thinks, man, I want to go for the trifecta and do the first grade as well?
Yeah, for sure. That's not just my goal, but the whole team's goal. We've been talking about it all preseason, so it's time to put in the action and hopefully we get it done.
Butch, surely with the amount of talent there is in this club, you're hungry for a spot in that back row, even if, you know, there is a bit of competition there.
Yeah, a lot of depth in the squad, and a lot of the senior players that are in the positions in the forwards and in the back row. So, yeah, I'll be training hard and trying to play my best each week in, week out at Wong to hopefully get the spot there.
Joey, you find yourself first choice centre to start round one. Is that the plan for this year? Stay in that centre spot, keep your spot?
Yeah, just to play consistent footy, just keep working on every little thing. I'm just turning up to training and learning a lot off the boys around me and off the coaches, so hopefully I can just continue to learn and, yeah, just play consistent.
What about yourself, Butch? What's the plan moving forward?
I just, you know, train hard week in, week out, and then, if I go back out to Wyong, then just to play some consistent footy, hopefully, and do my best there, and then, yeah, hopefully try and work my way into that NRL team.
Well, exciting stuff, boys. Excited to have you at the club for the next few years, and let's create some good memories, eh?
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Now, guys, let's talk about round one.
Do we have to?
What do you think?
Yeah, look, as from a fan's perspective, Vinny, you know, you're our resident rugby league expert. You've done everything in the game. But as a fan, it was bittersweet. And I think as a rugby league fan, I'd rise above it and go, I admired what the Tigers did. They bring their game. I reckon our own players, just from our perspective, probably didn't hit their own personal standards. And it's round one. So everyone, there's a lot of talk out there. People are screaming for answers. I think you'd be able to answer it best. Mm. It's the first round.
Oh, 2013, we got dusted by South, like, pretty convincingly, actually, and we went on to win the competition. So it's round one. There's no need to panic. The boys are pretty calm around the office this week. You know, I think they lacked a little bit of combos, and the coach obviously said that. And our completion rate, that's what the thing that hurt us. I think we only completed at 63, 64%. So obviously that's not good enough in first grade. The boys know that. They'll come back bigger and better on Friday night and put in a better performance combo-wise. I thought their defence was actually quite strong. They built their game on defence, and they probably could have won the game in the end with probably a not-so-good performance on the back of their defence.
Can I play devil's advocate for a second? The Tigers, I actually thought the Tigers were quite good.
I thought they were great.
Scramble defence-wise, I thought they were great. And I thought Benji Marshall turned back the clock. Obviously, it was a very disappointing performance from our boys, but I don't think you can take too much credit away from that Tigers outfit that defied the odds a bit.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. The Tigers were up so quick on their line. Our backs and our combinations didn't get enough chance to actually do something and pull something off because the Tigers were on top of them straight away. You know, the stats don't lie. The completion rates were terrible. You know, it wasn't up to scratch for the boys. The defence was good, Minnie. I agree with you. I did notice the offloads. You know, I think that was a big difference. 19 to 10 offloads. I think Tigers got 19 offloads. Roosters got 10. I thought, Minnie, in a lot of the tackles, you know, it looked like the boys were going to get them to the ground, get them on their back. However, you know, one of those slippery late balls offloads, came out the back. Is that something that the coaching staff will address this week?
Oh, Fitzy will address that. There's no doubt about that. He does mainly our defence and wrestle and tackle tech. So there was a couple of late offloads that got back to Benji and he sort of hurt us through the middle of the ruck. But in saying that, when they scored their try, they scored it on the outside of our line. So if ever they're going to score a try, our principles held up, so no one goes through us, and they scored on the outside. So,
and off a Falcon.
And off a Falcon it was too. Yeah. So that's a positive sign. That's what they can build their season on. I think it's actually quite good for the boys that they get a little bit of a check mentally. Mm. You know, I think mentally this week they're focused on putting a really good performance in attack and then building upon what they produced in defence last week.
Mm-hmm. Minnie, one of the big talking points out of the game on Saturday was the decision to take the two Can you shine a bit of light for the fans out there? Is it something they would have, or was it something they talked about in the dressing room?
Yeah, I think always on field, it's different. You know, the speed of the game and the quickness of it. So you have to make a really quick decision. Look, I didn't think that was a terrible decision. I thought it was a scrappy game. It was a low scoring game. So in those types of games, 2 points can become valuable. And you know, if we just held our line in that last 3 minutes, and we go on and win the match. So, you know, I don't think the boys or the coaching staff were too concerned about that decision.
And look, we sat in this van here last Tuesday night with the news that Cooper Cronk had been stung by a stingray. How much did that play, or how much did that impact on his game? I mean, look, I've been stung by one. I know it bloody hurts. Only the greats. You know, Steve Irwin and myself, Steve never survived, but I survived. I actually got stung by a stingray Bondi bush, but you wouldn't believe it, would you?
My husband got stung by one as well. He reckons it was worse than childbirth, and I was just like,
really?
You're kidding me, aren't you?
So many kids has he got?
but on a serious note, it probably did affect his, the way he played on Saturday?
Oh, well, yeah, he couldn't train a couple of days before the game, so it definitely affected the side in some way, shape or form, and I suppose his personal preparation as well. Throws it in a bit of a disarray for the first game. So, but look, I thought he had a solid game in the end, but all 17 will be much better for the run this week.
Let's change gears for a second. From the fans' perspective, positives. Got to give Blake Ferguson a rap. He turned back the clock himself. We talked about, in respect to the opposition, Bells, you and I had a chat pre-show. You know Benji Marshall well, and you talked about his game management in that little period there. But Blake Ferguson, for us, he really led the way. He made that beautiful break up the middle, and I think he never stopped trying all day.
I think, 275 metres he ran for? 271 metres he ran for. I haven't seen him look that deadly in attack. I can't remember the last time I saw him. He looked threatening every time he took to the line.
What else did you see, Bryce? What else did you like about the performance?
It was tough to find a whole lot to like about the performance. Obviously, it was a low-scoring game. The defense, I thought, was outstanding from a scramble perspective. But another thing that I think is really underrated was Cooper Cronk's kicking game. Let's not forget that he did kick a 40-20, and there were a couple really smart kicks to the corners and a couple of good-looking grubbers in goal. And I think that's something that's going to be really vital to us, especially in those big games at the back end of the year.
So, Bryce, I just wanted to ask, you and Minnie were down on the sidelines for the game, and watching it on television, all you could hear every time Tedesco touched the ball was the crowd. Can you give a bit of an insight on that?
I think Minnie can vouch with me on this one. 18,000 fans out there, and those Tigers fans, they're loud. And I'm telling you, every time James Tedesco touched the ball, I've never heard a sea of boos that loud in my life. From the media box, which is soundproof, it's all you could hear. Mincat, wasn't it unbelievable?
They did, yeah. It was funny, quite funny. Obviously, he was only at the boos because he came across from the Tigers, but you could see Teddy on the sideline. He could hear it. There's no doubt about
that. Did
it
throw him off, do you think?
Yeah. No, look, I think it motivates you. Like, I always liked it when that happened, you know. Although, like, if you ask Teddy, by his standards, he didn't have the best game. But there was a lot of tackle breaks. He misses one opportunity for a try. He catches that. All day of the week normally. Different story, you know. He gets over for the first try. But, you know, they're just little increments that he gets right and he has a great game. He gets wrong as a fullback, it's highlighted because your handling comes in as a fullback. But he's going to be fine. He'll just progress and keep getting better each week, and he'll be a star. Don't worry about that.
Well, that's our round one wrap. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to Roosters Radio. On to the next one, as they say. Round two against the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, our home opener, and the kickoff of 30 years spent at Allianz Stadium, which is pretty cool. Mincat, a clash against the Bulldogs, big side, new side. What can we look forward to this week against these big boys?
Yeah, a lot of changes for the Bulldogs. New coach in Dean Pay, and I was coached by him a long time ago, back in early 2000s. He'll bring some steely toughness to their pack and their team. I watched most of the game on the weekend. I thought their first half was outstanding. They had Melbourne on the ropes until they hit their straps. But again, it will be a physical battle. There's no doubt about that. Whatever forward pack asserts their authority, then I think the backs will run off the back of that, and hopefully that's us.
Mini Moses Mbai playing in the number one jersey this year. I thought he played well in his first turnout for the Bulldogs in the number one. Your thoughts?
I thought he went really well, yeah. His first kick return was outstanding. He almost set up a try, went straight through, and they did. They scored off the back of that set. So he's in probably enjoying the freedom at fullback, where he doesn't have to think about always setting up plays, where he can do that ball playing role and then be a runner. So he's probably enjoying that. Obviously, there's a lot of other components to fullback these days in catching and receiving balls, organising the defensive line. So time will tell how good he goes with that, or he'll progress and get better at it. There's no doubt about it. So, but I thought his first performance was very solid, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game on Friday night. As Minnie just said, you know, it's a revamped lineup and a new coach, and they have come on the back of a loss, so they've got something to prove as well. So I think it's going to be a tough game. I'm really looking forward to seeing Kieran Foran. I think he showed his potential and promising form that he produced a couple of years ago, and then he's battled with his injuries over the last couple of years, but he looks really fresh, and I think they're going to have to try and contain him.
Minnie, Bells, and you've both alluded to this, is the forward packs. It's going to be a big matchup Friday night. Our pack must get over the top of the Dogs this week for us to get the ascendancy. What are your thoughts and how's it going to go?
Yeah, definitely. I think they will. You know, there was a bit of stuff in the media that they said that it didn't go forward last week, and I think that hurt a couple of the boys. Individually, some of their runs were quite strong, but they just didn't use their combinations where you can't go one out in the NRL these days, you know, and our completion rate wasn't the best. So obviously, overall, we didn't make as much metres as the Tigers because our completion rate was poor. So as soon as we fix that up and we move together and push through the line in support, I think our forwards will get over the top of them.
Bell, Luke Keary named in the starting lineup back into the side. What do you like about him coming back against the Bulldogs?
I'm excited to see Luke coming back into the starting lineup. I think he'll bring another level of freshness to the game. I can't wait to see the birth of this combination for the Roosters, and we haven't seen it yet, so it's going to be exciting.
All right. Well, Friday night footy, gates open at 5:00. A bit different to previous years. There will be no pre-match fixture, so it'll be gates open at 5:00 and then we're straight into the NRL.
Yeah, boys, I'm also looking forward this Friday night is Eastern Suburbs Touch Association playing at halftime. They've got under-10s and under-18s for the first time, so that's going to be really exciting for those young boys and girls to get out there on the field and, you know, be a bit of halftime entertainment.
So a bit of a trivia question. Were you the ball boy 30 years ago running out for the Roosters when they played? It might have been
absolutely.
Sandy Campbell was on the wing or something.
Yeah, mate, I actually was. I think Huey McGahn was the captain, from if memory serves me correctly.
30 years at Allianz. Well, it's great for the fans.
Yeah, it's a great feat. There's no doubt about it. Obviously, the Roosters have been here most of their lives, obviously at the showground before that, but 88 when the stadium opened, it's been our home ground since then. So 30 years, which is definitely a celebration.
Now, before we go through the junior rep results, don't forget this Sunday, Waverley Park, come try Mini League. Hot off the press, I just spoke to Helen Saunders right here at Roosters HQ. Registrations are at 8:30. Boys and girls, come on down, register for one of our great four junior league clubs. We've got St. Charles, Clovelly, Bondi United, and the mighty Paddington Colts, my club. And if you fancy one of those and you want to be a Rooster of the future, just like our host Anthony Minicello, get down to Waverley Park on Sunday. You might even get a sausage sizzle. Now, Bells, changing gears. Tasha Gale, how'd we go?
Yeah, so the results off the weekend, the Tasha Gale Shield, the Roosters went down. They were defeated by the Tigers, 44-10.
The girls are really putting big effort in, but they've had some big scores, haven't they? Harold Matthews, the Tigers beat the Roosters 42-22. I went out to Leichhardt Oval on Saturday, and it was a reasonable crowd. It was really good to see our junior sides out there. Roosters got up 40-6 in the SG Ball, Bells, and Jersey Flegg.
Yeah, formerly the under-20s, now the Jersey Flegg. The Sharks got up on that one. They beat the Roosters 38-14.
Thanks to our community partner, East Leagues, always getting behind our junior league and initiatives throughout our community. And big news, I can't wait to have a steam with you down the golf club.
Okay, guys, that wraps things up for episode 2. I will see you out at the game on Friday. You've been listening to Roosters Radio.
And it's East to Win.